We're visiting with Lebo coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, first off, how's things been the first couple weeks, and how excited are you to finally get to play a game on Friday night?
Oh, we're super excited. Everything's been going great. We had a jamboree last Friday that kind of helped give us some film and give us an idea of what to expect this Friday. We had three teams come over to Lebo and really just had a good time. Nobody got out of there with nobody getting injured, and so that was good. We're starting off the year with the tough Linden team. They're coming down to eight-man, and we're looking for a heck of a game Friday.
Yeah, we'll bring up Linden here in just a few moments, but I want to talk to you about your key returners back. You have Landon Grimmett back at quarterback. Also can play receiver. Corey Reese is back. I remember there was another Reese kid that I covered several years ago. Luke Davies is back for you. You got pieces back on the line with Austin Bailey, Isaac Durst, and Zach Oswald. Corey ran for a little over 400 yards. Landon ran, or he passed for 147 yards and caught 541 yards. But talk about some of those key guys you have back.
Yeah, it's always nice going into a season when you have a lot of returning starters. All those guys you just mentioned, you know, played a big role in any of the success we had last year. This year they'll have to play some different positions, some of them. But, yeah, like I said in a lot of our pregame stuff, or preseason stuff, that our line, I think, is going to be our strength. At the same time, we also return our starting running back, starting tight end, who we're going to move to one of the running backs, and then Landon Grimmett is going to play quarterback this year instead of receiver. So somebody will have to step up and, you know, fill his role from last year. But we've got younger guys that are looking to do that. Dom Reisner kind of joins us on the line and plays some tight end. He's a big guy who we look to help complement our already big offensive line. So we're just looking for a great season to kind of build off success of the last couple of years, and like our schedule starts off pretty tough. So we're on the road two of the first three games, and we're playing a team coming down from 11-man to start the season. So we're definitely looking forward to the challenge, and I think it's going to help us be a very good team in the end.
And you guys were 9-2 last year, and you guys play Linden, a team that's going down from 11-man to 8-man, and they're in a unique perspective too. But what do you know about the Tigers going into Friday's matchup?
Well, they're well coached, and I saw a lot of the success they had up at 11-man. You know, 2 years ago, they were probably right there with a chance to go to the state championship. So we know that they're used to success. I've coached against Linden at other schools, and I know a lot of the guys on the staff. Team-wise, they've got a lot of athletes. You know, we do play them in basketball, so we have a visual on who these guys are and what their athletes look like, and they're very impressive. So we know it's going to be a great challenge for us, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week and this season. We look forward to talking with you again next week.
All right. Well, thank you.
That's Lebo Coach Brian Hadley joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite and Grimmett Construction on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.